Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
All right, we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor coming to you live from the show floor of the Training 2015 Conference and Expo for Training Pros. In this segment, we have with us Senior Principal, Learning Strategy with Accenture Academy. Please join me in welcoming to the show Mr. Sean Bingry. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
How's the show going for you so far?
So far, so good. I'm caffeinated today.
And that's important.
Makes the afternoon, you know, grease the wheels.
You know, I think a lot of conferences skimp on coffee, and then they should go strong on coffee.
You know what? I would have to agree with that. I own stock in Starbucks, and I'm so glad that it's only 100 feet away, let me just tell you.
So tell us about the Academy, man. What's that all about?
The Academy is an online catalog, subscription-based course catalog model that we use to develop employees specifically around functional areas, supply chain, finance, leadership, sustainability. We've got a great catalog. It really helps a lot of our Fortune 100 clients out in those areas.
So now, Accenture, you guys have a learning culture. Is that right?
We do. Absolutely. Yes.
And part of what you're doing, you're charged with helping other organizations kind of foster a learning culture?
That's true. That's part of what Accenture does in its change management practice and also in its learning strategy practices is help evolve cultures.
Now, into a learning culture. How do you attack that? Well, first, let's define some terms. What's a learning culture?
Sure.
Is all that hollering for you? Do they,
man,
wow, that's
like
impressive.
That? You guys can hear the hollering?
Man, it's the Sean
Club.
As
soon as I sat down, right?
Yeah.
No, what is a learning culture? I think that's a great place to start. So I define it as twofold here. First of all, there is a sort of fundamental connectedness to it. So usually what happens in a workplace is that you're very connected within the hierarchy, your boss, you know, your network to your boss, your network to your peers, your network to maybe the people that report to you. But if you think about how you're connected in a private perspective and on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you have a lot more connections, right?
Sure.
And they're kind of loose connections too, right? I mean, how many friends do you have on Facebook? How many friends do you see people having on Facebook? And there's a reason why for that, because we're very comfortable. We're very comfortable sharing and collaborating and talking with people outside of work. But inside of work, it seems to be structured. And a learning culture sort of addresses that, moves into that sort of connectedness.
So does it just... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, so what I'm asking is, does it just evolve, or can you have some a little bit of control over it and guide it?
Yeah, because like in our organization, we use a super user network.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the ways to sustain.
He's full of gooey. Somebody said that in an interview yesterday. Don't take him.
One of your colleagues.
Oh, one of my colleagues. All right. Believe me, with 380,000 people worldwide, one of my colleagues isn't as specific.
It's not enough information.
Be, right? Yeah. No, there's absolutely a way to create it. And I would say that the top three reasons, based on recent research, is probably be learning opportunity, capability, and accountability. And basically what that means is that, first of all, from an opportunity standpoint, just don't have all the information out there, have the right information that's curated by people inside of the organization to make sure that you can do your job better. It's giving you the right information at the right time. Capability, to make sure that people not only are getting the information they want, but they actually know how to learn, know how to sift through it, and know how to find the right pieces, not what they want, but also how to find it. And then also accountability. Not only are they accountable with their own performance development, but they have a shared responsibility with the organization to grow other people as well.
So now, do you find that, is this something you have to hire the person that is kind of has that learning gene, or can you train anybody to be a learner?
We're very fortunate within Accenture that we have a learning collaboration practice, of which I would say it's twofold. There is one where there are some things you can do. So we've got a great group of social catalysts, and we inject them into specific communities and specific events, and they demonstrate the behavior necessary.
You stack the deck.
We absolutely do that.
I like it.
Are you one of those catalysts?
No, I am not. But the group is great. And from beyond that, I mean, a lot of it is just modeling the right behavior from the leader. The leader needs to not only say, go off and be trained in this way and then come back and demonstrate the behavior, but you need to have leaders that are actually modeling collaboration, connectedness, and network sharing and things like that.
So where does something like this come off the rails? Because I'm sure you've seen it. Probably not within Accenture, probably in a former life. But where can an effort like this come off the rails in a hurry?
Yeah. Well, I think more learning does not always equal better learning. I think that's the biggest thing I've seen. is that you can have a plethora of resources out there, and especially in this day and age, finding the right one is very difficult when you're trying to do your job better. So just because you've got a community of practice, you've got an internal Twitter, an internal Facebook, an internal YouTube, an internal sort of collection board, there needs to be a way to bring it all together. So all of that information, more learning, just because you support a culture of learning more doesn't necessarily mean that you are actually learning the right things at the right time better.
Now, what about the trap of I'm learning, but I'm not doing my job? I'm just learning.
That
you
is
know, because there, you can never, there's, it's an infinite, learning is forever.
Correct.
It could be 24/7.
Yes.
But at some point, you got to do some work and somebody's got to sell something.
Absolutely. And I think that basically what we try to do is understand where we are in today's world. It used to be that you would go to a training event and then go to work, right? You would learn the behavior, you'd go back to work. Then if you needed to know something more, you'd go to training for classroom-based, come back, do the work. Now, it's continuous. We've all heard trial by fire, you know, death by fire hose whenever we get hired into an organization, and that's just reality now. People are expected to learn on the job and perform on the job. So to me, learning and working are synonymous now, and I think a culture that adapts that mentality is one that's going to be highly successful in the future.
So technology, you guys employing different platforms and vehicles and tablets and phones and all, you've got new toys for delivering this stuff?
Yeah. The toys are the facilitators, right? They're the enablers, right? It's the underlying culture of, you know, basically I've got an iPad, and we have a tool for creating communities, and we have a tool for creating like an internal Yammer, right? Or your microblogging, and internal blogging tools where people can actually blog and share. And those are just enablers. But it's the whole idea on the collaborate, you know, in other words, creating something and then being willing to share. I mean, when you have a learning culture, you actually feel comfortable. I'm okay. It's a safe. I feel
well,
like
there's
I can
the
share,
word
right
there,
safe,
share.
Right?
Well, there's two words you've mentioned in this conversation that stand out for me. One is accountability, and the other is share. And I suspect both are very important ingredients in the kind of learning culture you guys wanted to put together.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're absolutely right. Especially in a large organization with 380,000 people, there's a lot of mind share out there that we want to leverage across all of these industries and all these functional areas that we're supporting. You're absolutely right. We recognize that sharing now is part of the learning process. Basically, it's no longer learn, you know, sort of wipe your hands and start doing the job that you just learned. You know, sharing, especially with the people coming in the workforce now, they see that as part of the actual learning process. I've learned something. I'm excited about it. I want to share it.
Is there an expectation that an individual has to be kind of a thought leader and come up with their own original content? Or is it okay for them just to be an absorber of the information and maybe a sharer of it? I guess that's okay. Mm-hmm. But there's people that are curators of finding the good stuff.
Yep.
But is it okay in the Accenture ecosystem to not be a creator of content?
Yeah, absolutely. I think both are valued opportunities, both in curation and creation. And I think with the mentality of today, if you throw something out there that's bad, if you've created something that's poor, or you've curated something that's pure, you are going to find yourself and that resource being crowdsourced down really quick, demoted down really quick. So it's almost like organized anarchy.
Right, but not everybody is the Beatles. You know, some people
absolutely
are Mop the Hoople.
Yeah.
You know, where they're
some
like
people still
one hit
of the
wonder,
Mop the Hoople, right?
You know, they're a one hit wonder.
Absolutely,
but they don't have the depth in their,
that's
you know.
Funny you say that, because I think that's what differentiates a lot of practitioners versus the experts today. You definitely have that one-hit wonder, a great resource out there, and then you'll get a whole bunch of people that want to follow that person. But what we realize now is that experts aren't people who sort of say, hey, guess what? I know something. I'm going to hold that information because it has inherent value.
Right.
And where it used to be like that. Rather now, it's like, how much do they share? So the experts that I consider are experts in my field are the people that I glean and I lean on almost on a daily basis, because they are willing to share what they know on a daily basis.
And they might be a specialist in a narrow area. But
that's correct.
And
absolutely.
It's good to have as, you know, part of your toolkit is knowing, look, if I need X, I can go to X. But if I need K, I can go to K.
Absolutely. And I think that finding those boundaries within yourself is also a very good thing, because I think a lot of times in a learning culture, you are not afraid of other people succeeding. And I think that's where,
point.
And especially from sort of just your colleagues. So we've always wanted to foster great leadership. It's been actually a performance measurement. If I'm a good leader, I'm making good leaders, right? But not always is the case where my colleague or my peer who is directly competing with me, do I want to support and be help become successful leader? And I think in a learning culture, you have a shared responsibility that the organization grows, and you have continuous learning sort of idea that, you know,
right.
It's successful too.
It's not a zero sum game where his win is my loss, right? We're all winning if everybody wins.
And to know exactly what you're good at and what you're interested in and where your talent lies.
And be kind of confident in that and be okay with it.
Absolutely. And you could be the thing too, it's not only a matter of a specific topic area, but how you actually relate. So for example, I could be very, very good at supply chain, and my colleague could be exceptionally good at supply chain, but I'm a very good people connector within supply chain, and that person is a very good creator of content within supply chain. So know exactly where your talents lie, even in a topic area.
Well, I'll tell you the visual picture that I get in my mind. It may be a little bit simplistic, but it works for me, so I'm sticking with it.
Do it.
Is my brother had this Hot Wheels set. And when the car would run out of steam a little bit, there was these wheels kind of in the middle of the track. And when it would hit those moving wheels, it would give it more juice.
Yeah.
And I think there are people in organizations that are like those
little
accelerators. And I would submit that if I'm one of those kinds of people, I can be as valuable, if not more so, than the person who originated the idea or the practice.
Absolutely.
If I turn around and I can accelerate it and spread it to the organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. Yep.
Right. Okay. So you're cool with that.
I'm cool. I mean, I think also the mind that I always get is that it's no longer, and you've heard this probably before, but it's no longer hierarchy, but it becomes a wirearchy, right? So you have a massive.
I'm writing that down.
Write that down.
Somewhere.
So we're going to have to steal that.
Massive. Yeah.
You're going to hear that again.
Exactly. You can throw that into the next Accenture guy that comes in here.
As I always say, wirearchy. So tell us about the conference. You had a good time. You've learned some stuff. You've met some new folks.
Yeah, I've met some new folks. And also, you know, when you go to a couple of these, you meet some very good people that you like to see again, too. Within certain circles, you know, basically get re-energized and validated by what you know. And also, you know, crowdsource down, too. Stuff that you think that you know really quick, too. So it's always a great place to sort of sharpen the tool.
So what's next for you? How are you going to be investing in the next several months when you get back to the ranch?
Well, I mean, lately inside of Accenture Academy, it's really exciting. We're working on a lot of sort of demonstrating these types of behaviors, connectedness. So we've got great content coming out in different sort of aspects and different sorts of modalities. And
it must be coming from every direction. In an organization of the size and complexity and depth and breadth of an Accenture, you must have good, solid content coming at you like crazy.
Yeah, we do a great job of finding the right people to write the correct content at the right time. It's pretty amazing, and it's never a matter of, you know, how do we find the right content, but you know, how do we sort of sift through all that we have, right, and the connections of what we have to make sure that it's going to be meaningful for our people. And I think Accenture Academy does a great job in specifically those areas I mentioned earlier.
All right. Well, Sean Bingley, thanks so much for hanging with us this afternoon, man. This has been an informative conversation. We got to do this again sometime.
Sure thing. Stone Lee, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Before we wrap, if colleagues want to reach out, maybe have a conversation with you about this stuff, because you guys, you're a pretty collaborative crowd. You trainer development, academy type folks. You hanging out at LinkedIn, Twitter, some of those social coordinates?
All the usual suspects. Yep.
All right. So it's Bingry, Bengry with Accenture Academy. If they reach out, they'll be able to.
My name is Sean Bengry, Sean Bengry. There's only one in the world of me. So if you
that's impressive.
Put those two words together, and you'll find me pretty much anywhere on any of the, again, like I said.
And remember,
suspects.
It's a hierarchy, not
it's
a hierarchy.
That's right. That is the quote of the day. Sean, it's been an absolute delight,
problem,
man.
Guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015
Great.
Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.